Tim Versalotti, first of all, as director of the Western New England University Poll, we have so much respect for you, and we want to congratulate you on your promotion to full professor of political science. It's really quite wonderful, and we're very proud of you. Thanks for doing all you do.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for those kind words.
Okay. Let's talk about the Brown-Warren race. Of course, that's what's on everybody's mind. I know they're coaching her. I know they're trying to bring down the level. They want her to show that she is a gentle and easy person. But I don't know whether she can do that.
Yeah, the debates are really the test for her. The first debate was on the CBS affiliate in Boston a few days ago and broadcast by C-SPAN as well, so folks could get a good look at both candidates even outside of the Boston media market. And it's funny what perceptions will do. Watching it, I thought, oh, I'd score it a draw. Each scored some points. Each had some rough patches. But if you read the Boston media, they give the edge to Elizabeth Warren and say that she did somehow manage to climb down out of the ivory tower and soften those professorial edges and come across not so much as an ordinary person, but in a way that perhaps was a little more empathetic and a little less lecturing.
Well, you and I are professors, as I just mentioned, and he seemed to use the term professor in addressing her, almost as if it was something that she would have to carry around on her shoulders, you know, not necessarily a good thing. What's that all about?
Yeah, and we hear that in politics from time to time. Daniel Patrick Moynihan, when he first ran for office, his opponent would refer to him as professor as a way of somehow saying, here's someone who's out of touch, who doesn't really understand the day-to-day struggles of ordinary people. However, in a place like Massachusetts, where higher education is such an important part of the culture and the economy, I'm not sure. Time will tell. We'll see if that is an effective way of pigeonholing Elizabeth Warren. It certainly signals to Scott Brown's base, I'm one of you and this person is not. We'll see if that works.
You know, Daniel Patrick Moynihan was in this very studio we're speaking from today, and we had a bunch of my students from the Legislative Gazette up here, and he was ticked off. He didn't want to be here. So, and it was an hour. And so he decided, I'll never forget it as long as I live, that he said, now, Dr. Chartok, what did you write your dissertation on? And I said, mental health policy making in three American states. And we were off to the races. He was going to destroy me. So it was great.
You thought your dissertation defense was over.
Yeah. Wow. It was great. But the thing about Elizabeth Warren that they always do negative research on you. And the negative research, of course, came up with this business that she had put in that she had American Indian background. I for the life of me, can't understand it. I mean, here's this brilliant woman, a brilliant lawyer, brilliant raconteur and everything else. Why would anybody make that kind of mistake? And then, to question you, Tim Versalotti, because you're so smart, is how do you defend against it?
Yeah, and it really exposed sort of the rookie nature of her campaign in that her campaign didn't take the issue seriously when it first surfaced back in the spring and just sort of brushed it off. And it really dominated discourse, not just in the Boston media, but in the national media as well. National reporters will parachute into places where big races are unfolding and then focus on what the compelling issues are at the time, and so that got her some national press, not in a very positive way. I don't know that it's going to go any further. This was the first issue that came up in the first televised debate, and she was very clear this was a personal issue, this was a part of family lore, asked, answered, move on. Folks who had hired her at her various academic appointments have all said this was not an issue. Either we weren't aware of it or we didn't care about it. Senator Brown will continue to raise it in all likelihood. It was the very first issue that he raised, and he argued that it was one about character.
Have the polls shown any bump either way since that debate?
There haven't been any polls released since that debate. What we knew going in was that, and it was extraordinary, five polls came out in the space of 4 days. And four of them showed Warren either a point or two up, or like ours, we had her up by six. Wow. One poll showed Scott Brown up by a few points as well. Elizabeth Warren was clearly enjoying maybe a bit of a bump from the Democratic National Convention, yeah. But also her ads have increased her name recognition. Her favorability has gone up. She really made some gains over the summer.
So what do you think the Obama election is? In other words, blue state Massachusetts, Obama is way ahead of the former governor, Mitt Romney. What do you think of the chances because it happens to be at this time?
This is the context we have to keep in mind. When Senator Brown won that shocking upset election over Attorney General Martha Coakley, it was in January of 2010. Not a decent turnout for an off-year, off-time election. It was about 55%. But in Massachusetts, we'll have 72, 75, 80% turnout in a presidential cycle. And so it's a very different situation. Obama is ahead from anywhere to 22 to 25 points. We have him up 22 over former Governor Romney. And that's going to help Elizabeth Warren. The number to keep an eye on, though, is how many of those Obama voters are going to split their ticket. In our latest poll, even though we had Warren up by 6 points, among Obama supporters, 14% are going for Scott Brown. He's got to pick off those voters one by one in order to get over the finish line.
She, of course, is doing well with women, but not so well with men. Is that what you're finding?
Our findings show, yeah, she's got a 15-point lead among women and extraordinary support there. But we also found that she was only down by 5 or 6 points among men. And so that is helping her cause somewhat, and that's a bad sign for Scott Brown.
I just don't get it. You know, in my house, when it all comes down to the end of it, I do what I'm told. don't they? Don't the rest of these men?
It varies across the state, for sure. Brown connects with men. We saw it in the first debate. He would say, at one point, he was talking about tax policy and union jobs, and it was the Keystone Pipeline and Warren's opposition to some elements of that proposal. And he was saying, "Hey, union guys, keep this in mind." He spoke directly to the camera, direct appeal to men, and so he's very cognizant of the importance of the male vote in this race.
Well, Tim Versalotti, always great to talk to you. Tim Versalotti, professor, full professor. Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll and professor of political science. Again, congratulations on your promotion, Tim, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Alan.